Module 8, Lesson 2, The Sleep Training Process. Extinction Burst and Intermittent Reinforcement. One setback that we see with almost every child, and keep in mind, this is the lead cause of parents giving up on sleep training, is what psychologists call an extinction burst. But first, what do we actually mean by extinction? So, whenever we want to change a person's behavior, child or adult alike, we need to first understand what is sustaining or reinforcing that behavior. So let's take an example. Say you rock your baby back to sleep every time they wake up and cry out in the night. In this case, the rocking is reinforcing the wake-ups. When we want to encourage the baby to connect their sleep cycles without rocking, we then have to change your reaction to their crying. And this is where your settling method comes in. So essentially, we take away the reward or the outcome of being rocked, and we substitute it with a settling method to change the behavior. Eventually, your baby will learn to fall back asleep on their own rather than cry out to be rocked unless they really need something. And that process is called extinction. The key to extinction or changing behavior is consistency. Even if you give your child the reward, whatever that reaction is that they expect from you, or you reinforce their behavior only occasionally, the behavior will unfortunately continue. And in fact, that kind of inconsistency is called intermittent reinforcement, and it's the most effective way to reinforce a behavioral pattern because the child is not sure when the reward will come, but they have learned that sometimes it does, so they keep trying in the hopes that this time they will succeed. What happens after we stop reinforcing a certain behavior, such as feeding or rocking to sleep, is that initially the child will protest the change. But some may adapt quickly to the settling method, and you'll see improvements within the first couple of days. However, as soon as the child begins to comprehend that they're not being given the reward consistently, they will actually start doing the behavior, the crying, even more in order to try and get the reward. So that might mean that the baby actually starts to cry louder or for longer. They may start protesting already during the sleep ritual, even before you have them in bed, because they know what's to follow. In most cases, this extinction burst happens on day 3 to 4. It can sometimes already start on day 2, and this may vary slightly depending on your situation. There can also be sometimes several extinction bursts. In fact, when weaning several sleep associations one by one, you can expect an extinction burst after weaning each sleep association. It is crucial that you stay consistent during the extinction burst. If we give in here during the extinction burst and rock or feed to sleep again, the baby will have learned this awful truth. I guess I just have to cry longer and louder in order to get what I want. And this is going to lead to way more crying in the next few days, and it means that improving sleep will take much, much longer. This extinction burst is a universal phenomenon that happens with any kind of behavioral change, whether it be related to sleep, or screens, or sweets after dinner. Therefore, it can happen with any sleep training method, regardless of how gentle the approach is. So keep in mind, the only way to get through the extinction burst is to stay consistent.